I would like to dedicate the shiur this evening to the memory of Harav Hanan Porat, Zichrono Livracha, Ish Eretz Yisrael, a very, very, very special person who dreamed his dream, lived his dream, Tehei Nishmato Tzura B'Tzora Chaim. It's a very, very humbling experience to be sitting in front of you in this position to be delivering a drasha ben kesel asur after having sat, as many of you have, at the feet of two masters of this genre, the Rav Zatzal in New York and Yibod Lechayim Arukim Bibriyut, Moreno V'Rabbeinu Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Shlita here in Yerushalayim. It's true that Ein Beit Midrash B'li Chidush, but to be honest, and who cannot be honest during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, everything that I will be saying is simply a reframing of ideas that I have absorbed from the Rav and from Avuchenstein, perhaps using my own terminology and references and inferences, but the basic ideas are theirs, not mine. So in a real sense, Shaliv Shalachem Shalahem Hu. The Rav pointed out that both his father and grandfather, both Rav Moshe and Rav Chaim, had the custom of every day during Aseret Yemei Tshuva learning one of the ten Prakim of the Ramban, starting the first day of Rosh Hashanah with Perek Aleph, second day of Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis, until reaching the tenth Perek on Yom Kippur. And so, according to the calendar, tonight is the seventh day of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and therefore I chose as the theme the seventh perek of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, of the Hilchot Tshuva of the Rambam, which begins with the words that you have in the Mar Makomot sheet, Ho'ilo Roshut Kol Adam Netuna Lo Kamoshe Be'arnu, Yishtadel Adam Lasot Tshuva. That due to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted us free will, we have a unique responsibility to be Chozer B'Tshuva. And to understand this juxtaposition between Bechira Chavshit and Tshuva, I think we have to start from the beginning. The page of Mar Makomos has two sides, so we'll be going back and forth. One side is that where it says Ben Kesel Asor Tavshanayin Bet, that's Perek Zayin of Hilchot Tshuva, the whole Perek Eight Halachot. And the second side of the page, there are enumerated Mar Makomot. So if you look at Mar Makom number one on the second side of the page, the Rambam introduces his Hilchot Tshuva with what Rav Chaim calls a koteret. What the computer calls a hakdama, a heading, and he writes as follows: Hilchot Tshuva Mitzvat Asei Achat, Vehu Sheyashuv Hachote Mechetol Lifnei Hashem VeYitvade, UBiyur Mitzvah Zo VeIkarim HaNigrarim Ima BiGrala BiPrakim Elu. Namely, the Rambam sets forth his goal in Hilchot Tshuva, which is twofold: to explain the concept of tshuva, the mitzvah of tshuva, and also to explain those ikarei emunah that are intrinsically tied with the world of tshuva. After this introduction, the Rambam then goes and sets up Hilchot Tshuva in an exemplary order. Halavai, all of our students would write papers in this manner. First, in the first four prakim, he deals with the first goal, namely to biur mitzvah zo. Perek Aleph, just a short synopsis. In Perek Aleph, the Rambam speaks about tshuva as a necessary precondition for any kapara, for all atonement, irrelevant if we're dealing with an avera which relates to a korban chatas, or to malkos, or to kares, misos bezdin, etc. Tshuva is a necessary component for kapara. In this perek, he also deals with Yom Kippur, both bisman hamikdash and bismanenu, and the unique tshuva of Yom Kippur. Perek Bet, the Rambam deals with the essence of tshuva, the definition of tshuva, and he compares tshuva gmura to tshuva she'ena gmura, tshuva mu'ula to tshuva she'ena mu'ula, speaks about vidui, darkei ha'tshuva, and the responsibility of every individual to reach a level of vidui on Yom Kippur. Perek Gimel, he moves over to the din v'cheshbon, to the accounting each of us will make, currently do make in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the concept of Rosh Hashanah as Yom HaDin, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and he also lists those averot which remove an individual from his nitzkius, from his eternal life, those averot from which Ein Lehem Chelek B'Yolam Haba. And the fourth perek, the Rambam deals with those elements that hold back, that counteract the ability, the possibility of tshuva, echta v'ashuv, echta v'makipur mechaper, etc. That's Perek Aleph through Dalet. Perek Hei, the Rambam moves over to the second goal, namely to deal with those ikarim hanigrarim ima biglala. And here I would just like to put it in a larger context. Everyone knows that Hilchot Shuvah, even though it's published by Eshkol as a separate pamphlet, was not written as an independent work. It was written as the end of Sefer Hamadah, and as such relates to the Sefer that precedes it. The Rambam lays forth, and this is Mar Mokam number 2, in his introduction to the Yad HaChazaka, the structure of the 14 books, the Yad, the Yud Dalet books of the Mishneh Torah, and he writes, Sefer Rishon, namely Sefer Hamadah, Echlo bo kol ha-mitzvot shein ikar dat Moshe Rabbeinu, v'tzorech adam reda otan tchila tako, Yichud Hashem Baruch Hu, Yisra Avodah Zarah, Karasi Sefer Azeh b'shem Sefer Hamadah, that here the Rambam wants to deal with all of those basic mitzvos. We could add in mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the dinim of Kiddush Hashem. And within the Sefer, the Rambam also discusses his Ikari Emunah. Usually we count his Ikari Emunah as 13, as we are aware from the Hakdama to Perek Chelek, the Rambam who gives his 13 Ikari Emunah, the Ani Ma'amin. But there, in this Sefer, he breaks it down into 14. Namely, he adds also that which precedes Perek Zayin, that the Ikaron that he writes, Ha'ikar HaGadol V'amud HaTorah V'HaMitzvah, the Ikaron of Bechira Chavshit. And so within the Sefer Hamadah, until we reach Hilchot Tshuva, the Rambam covers 9 out of these 14 Ikarei Emunah. In Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, Hilchot Deot, Hilchot Avodah Zarah, 5 that are left, those he deals with here in Hilchot Tshuva, because they are uniquely connected with Tshuva. And so after Perek Aleph through Dalet, in which the Rambam defined Tshuva, here in Perek Hei, the Rambam pushes our attention, turns our attention to the 5 Ikarim that are remaining. In Perek Hei and Vav, the Rambam deals primarily with the concept of free choice, of Bechira Chavshit, and with divine knowledge, or as he speaks better, divine foreknowledge, and how these two interact with one another. And then in Perek Chet and Tet and Yud, the Rambam completes the Minyan of 14 with Sachar Va'onesh, Yemot HaMashiach, and Triyat HaMetim. 9 preceding Hilchot Tshuva, and 5 within Hilchot Tshuva. And so in this respect, the Rambam performs that which he offered that he was going to do in his introduction. Namely, we have Bi'ur Mitzvah Zo for 4 Prakim, and then we move over into the world of the Ekronot, the Ikarim, the Ikarei Emunah, from Perek Hei until the end of Hilchot Tshuva. But of course, what I did, in a not very subtle matter, was skip over one Perek. I skipped over Perek Zayin. The Rambam deals with the Ikarei Emunah in Perek Hei and Vav, and then in Chet, Tet, and Yud. And Perek Zayin, in the middle of the discussion of the Ikarim, the Rambam returns to the concept of Tshuva. Namely, we have 4 prakim of tshuva, 2 prakim of ikarim, another perek of tshuva, and then 3 more prakim of ikarim. And the question is, manishtana, why was this perek set apart from all of the other prakim? And we're not dealing over here with a perek which serves as an appendix or some sort of hatzatam u'cheret, that it can really be on its own. If one looks at the perek and that the he starts off, Hoyel Ureshut Kol Adam Netunuat Netunalo Kamosha Be'arnu, Yishtadel Adam La'asot Tshuva. This is like, as though he's beginning Hilchot Tshuva from the very, very beginning. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam speaks about for the first time Tshuva not on Averot Shiesh Behem Ma'aseh, but Tshuva from character traits, from Ka'as, from Eva, from Kin'ah. These are very, very basic ideas. In Halacha Dalet, Makom Shabbalei Tshuva Omdin Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yecholim La'amod Sham. Halacha Hei, Ein Yisro Nikolim Ela B'Tshuva. Halacha Vav, Gedola Tshuva Shem Mekarevet Adam La'shchina. Hu Hadin in Halacha Zayin, there the Rambam waxes poetic. Kama Me'uga Ma'ala Tshuva Emesh Hayaza Muvdal Me Hashem Elokei Yisrael V'Hayom Umudbak B'shchina. The Rav in Pinchas Pelli's translation from the Yiddish to the Hebrew, said, Urai haperek hanehedar biyoteh b'mishneh Torah. That in English, Pinchas Pelli translated as the finest. I don't know what Yiddish word the Rev used for nehedar and finest, but Pashtet has more of a geschmack of the Perek Zion is unique in all of the literature of the Rambam in terms of being a combination of the Rambam's head and his heart and his soul. And the question is, why not simply, if we're going to assume that Bechira Chavshis is a necessary precondition for tshuva, so why not start Hilchot Tshuva with Perek Hei and Vav? Let's discuss Bechira Chavshit, and then move over into Perek Zayin, and then deal with the details, what currently is Perek Aleph through Dalet. Memanafshach, in other words, just either Bechira Chavshis is necessary, and then it should precede everything. Why should it come in the middle? Why should we have Perek Aleph through Dalet on one side, Perek Zayin on the other side? These are not my questions. These questions Rav Soloveitchik raises in his Tshuva Drashas time after time, and deals with them at length in the Al HaTshuva. Rav Shurkin, in his Harei Kedem, deals with the same issues in a much more brief manner. Shivim Panim LaTorah, after I briefly summarize the Rav's approach, I would like to reframe it in my terminology that I think flows more easily in the language of the Rambam and offers perhaps food for thought, and that's what I'd like to do over for the next few minutes. The Rav sent our attention to a well-known ma'amar in Yuma on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. This is source number 3. Amar Reish Lakish, Gedol Tshuva. Shezedonot naasot lo kishgagot. What's the source text of Rish Lakish? Shenemar, Pasuk in Hosea, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki kashalta ba'avonecha. A strange pair. Kashalta ba'avonecha. Avon mezidhu. V'kakarele nichshol. Okay, that's one nichshol. V'kakarele nichshol. So we have over here that Zedonos Naasot Lo Kishkagot, that the Avon turns into a Kishalon. So the Gemara asks, Vama Rish Lakish Gedola Tshuva Shezedonos Naasot Lo Kizuchuyot, and here he quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel, Ubeshuv Rashami Rishato Vaasa Mishpatu Tztaka Alehem Hu Yichya, that a person will live via his Resha, that are turned into Mishpat Utzdaka, Lo Kasha, Kan Mi Ahava. Tshuva me'ahava, there we have zedonot na'asot lo kizuchuyot. V'kan mi'ir'ah, then zedonot na'asot lo kishgagot. And the Rav posits that this is the difference between Perek Aleph through Dalet and Perek Zayin. Perek Aleph through Dalet, the Rambam deals with the process of tshuva per se, even if the motivation is yir'ah. Masha enkein in Perek Zayin, here the Rambam deals with tshuva me'ahava. This is the tshuva of Bechira Chavshis, and therefore the Rambam introduced Perek Zayin with Prokem Hei and Vav that deal with the principle of Bechira Chavshis, which is necessary before tshuva me'ahava. The problem is, and the Rav was well aware of this issue, that the terms, the phrases, tshuva me'ahava and tshuva me'ir'ah are missing from the lexicon of the Rambam totally. In Perek Aleph through Dalet, the Rambam does not mention tshuva me'ir'ah. In Perek Zayin, the Rambam does not mention the term tshuva me'ahava. The concept of avodat Hashem me'ahava, that we find in Perek Yud, but that is a general principle in which tshuva is only one of many mitzvot that can be done via ahava. The Rambam also never mentions either statement of Rish Lakish. Zedonot nehefachot ol kishgagot, zedonot nehefachot lo kizuchuyot. And therefore, I would rather use different terminology to try and understand the chiluk within the Rambam, and just together with you, to look at how the Rambam begins the discussion of Perek of Prakim Aleph through Dalet, and look how he begins Perek Zayin. If we go to source number 8, I'm sorry, it's a bit out of order, the source number 8, that's how the Rambam begins Hilchot Tshuva. Kol mitzvot shebatorah, bein aseh, bein lo taaseh, im avar adam al achat mehen, בין בזדון, בין בשגגה, כשיעשה תשובה וישוב מחטאו, חייב להתוודות לפני הקל ברוך הוא, etc. Compare this to the language of Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Again, turn the page. Ho'il reshut kol adam netuna lo kamosha bi'arnu, yishtadel adam la'asot tshuva ulehitvadot b'piv mechata'av, v'lenor kapav mechata'av, kedei sheyamut v'hu ba'al tshuva v'yizkeh l'chayei olam haba. Clearly, I think that everyone realizes that we have over here an obvious difference in terms of singular and plural. The Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph speaks about Chet'o, al achat mehem. Masha'en ken over here, the Rambam speaks about Chata'av, l'nor kapav mechata'av. But I would say that more basically, the Rambam introduces a new term. Vahu Baal Tshuva. At least we say that this is simply an accident. If we move down to Halacha Dalad, Al Yadame Adam Baal Tshuva, Shehu Meruchak, etc. Three lines in, Makom Shebaalei Tshuva Omdim. Moving over to Halacha Ches, Baalei Tshuva Darkan Liyot Shfarim Va'anavim. Moving down to the fourth line, Chet Gamur Lomar Baal Tshuva. Namely, that within the eight halachos of Perek Zayin, the Rambam mentions the term Baal Tshuva five times. And so, let's see whether we can understand the distinction between Prakim Aleph through Dalet and Perek Zayin using this distinction that in Perek Aleph through Dalet, the Rambam deals with the process of tshuva, if you want to, as a verb, kishi aset tshuva, while in Perek Zayin, the Rambam deals with tshuva as a noun, a baal tshuva, a what we'll call, in Priska terminology, a chalos shem, a halachic status. What is the difference between these two approaches? I will get to in a few minutes, but the Bikiyim among you, I'm certain, are waiting to raise your hands and say that according to what I said, the phrase Baal Tshuva should not occur at all within Prakim Aleph through Dalet. This is a new concept of a Chaloshem, which is introduced in Perek Zayin, and that is 95% correct. Namely, it almost does not appear. But it does appear twice, dafka in the same halacha, and that's what I quote over here in number 4. So I would like, if possible, just to preempt the question by explaining what it's doing over there in Perek Bey's halacha aleph. If you look over there, the Rambam in the fifth line mentions Zehu Baal Tshuva Gmura, and then two lines later speaks about Uba'al Tshuvahu, namely that which one would not expect within Prakim Aleph and Aleph through Dalet, according to my distinction, one finds at the beginning of Perek Beis. However, this is not, one shouldn't blame the Rambam or think that there is a mistake. In my humble opinion, the Rambam is simply quoting a Gemara. He is being very, very consistent. He's quoting two Gemaras. One Gemara he's quoting in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, and a different Gemara altogether he's quoting in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. That sometimes we can have the same phrase with two totally different meanings. And so I would like to take Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, discuss it for a minute or two, and put it aside, and then deal with the basic distinction between tshuva as a process and tshuva as a chalos shem. Let's read together Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Ezo hi tshuva gemura. Ze sheba liyado davar she'avar bo, ve'efshar biyado la'asoto, u'piresh v'lo asam mipnei ha'tshuva, lo mi'yir'ah, not out of l'chora over here, fear of other people, v'lo mi'kishalon koach, not out of a lack of ability to any longer perform the avera, ketzad harei sheba li'sha ba'avera, la'achar zman nityached ima v'hu omeid ba'ahava toba, ובכוח גופו ובמדינה שעבר בה, ופירש ולא עבר זהו בעל תשובה גמורה. והוא ששלמה אמר, זכור את בוראך בימי בחורוסך. However, אם לא שב אלו בימי זקנותו, ובעת שאי אפשר לו לעשות מה שהיה עושה, אף על פי שאינה תשובה מעולה, מועלת היא לו, ובעל תשובה הוא. אפילו עבר כל ימיו ועשה תשובה ביום מיטתו, ומת בתשובתו, כל עוונותיו נמחלים, etc. Namely, the Rambam over here is coming to distinguish between the tshuva mu'ula, the tshuva which stems from an individual's willpower, not from a change in circumstances, that someone's looking, yira, or kishalon koach. In other words, to compare the tshuva gemura with the tshuva she'ina mu'ula. And the Rambam points out that even though there's a tremendous difference, both of these are Baal Tshuva. Here, in my humble opinion, what the Rambam is telling us is that an individual who goes through the process of tshuva from beginning to end, someone who completes the process of tshuva, namely, goes through hakarat achet, charata, kabbalah lahaba, vidui, that can be a tshuva which is either mu'ula or ena mu'ula, depending upon the motivation. And when this person completes the process, he is a Baal Tshuva. He went to the University of Tshuva, and he has a degree in Tshuva, that he has completed his requirements of Tshuva. He is at the point where the Rambam points out in the next halacha, or in Perek Beis, halacha Beis, in the third line, Ya'id alav yodea talumot shelo yoshuv lezeh hachet le'olam. Is at the point where his Kabbalah Lahaba is so meaningful, following upon Hakarat Achet, following upon the Charata, and the Vidui was so meaningful that he has completed the process totally. He is now a Baal Tshuva. And if you look at source number 6, the Rambam over here is simply quoting a Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav Amud Bei, says, Hechidami Baal Tshuva. Who is a Baal Tshuva? Amar Rav Yehuda, Kagon Shabasli Yadot Dvar Aveira, Pam Rishana Ushniya Benitzal Himena, Machvi Rav Yehuda, Ba'osa Isha, Ba'osa Peraku, Ba'osa Makom. Namely, that we're dealing with an individual who is able to stand to the test. We have a tshuva gemura, a tshuva me'ula, where he's able to stand to the test even though it's a real nisayon. Namely, he has the ability to do the Avera, but even if he doesn't have the ability to do the Avera, his Kabbalah Lahaba is a full Kabbalah Lahaba. He is a Baal Tshuva in terms of completing the process. However, Perek Zayin is working l'chaora with a totally, totally different concept of Baal Tshuva, one that the Rambam defines in Hilchot Deot. If you look in source number 7, the Rambam in Hilchot Deot, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, points out, Deot harbe yesh l'kol echad ve'echad min b'nei Adam, v'zo mishuna mizo u'rochoka biyoter, yesh adam shehu Baal Chema, Koes tamid, v'yesh adam shedato miyushevet alav eino koes klo, v'im yichas yichas kaas ma'at. Yesh adam shehu gvalev biyoter, yeshu shval ruach biyoter. And then continues, yeshu ba'al ta'ava, lo tispa nafsho mehaloch b'ta'ava. Yeshu ba'al leif tahor, yeshu ba'al nefesh rechava. I didn't continue, but we can continue into Perek Beis of Hilchos Deos. We have the ba'al ketata, we have the ba'al kin'ah. Moving over to Perek Zayin of Hilchos Deos, the Baalei Lashon Hara. Namely, we're not dealing over here with the Baal Tshuva as someone who completes a process. We're dealing over here with a Baal as an identity, a Baal Chema, an individual. This is his persona, this is his essence, this is his defining characteristic. Hu Hadin, in terms of a Baal Tshuva, this is the Chalal Shem of an individual who has defined his character in a particular manner. My father, Zichrono Livracha, used to enjoy pointing out that in the Pasuk in Megillat Esther, Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan habira, ushmo Mordechai ben Yair ben Shevi ben Kish, that his name was Mordechai, ushmo Mordechai, but his identity was Ish Yehudi. That was his calling. That was his essence. The Malvim makes the distinction on the other side of the rainbow in terms of the definition of Yishmael, that he is called a Pera Adam. This is not proper usage of dikduk. In the Hebrew language, we have a Adam Pera, just as we have an Isha Yafa, not a Yafa Isha. We have a Binyan Gavoa, not a Gavoa Binyan. So we should have a Adam Pera. So the Malbim pointed out, no, that by Yishmael, his essence was Pera. He happened to be an Adam. Just, in other words, the Mamish, the opposite of what we find by Mordechai. And as I recall, my father also used the same diuk when it speaks about Yosef as a Hine Baal HaChalomot. Yosef was not only someone who dreamed, Yosef was a dreamer. He was a dreamer. And so to return to our inyan, the concept of Baal Tshuva is parallel to that we find in Hilchot Deot, someone who is a Baal Lashon Hara means that he lives Lashon Hara, that he breathes Lashon Hara. And similarly, the Baal Tshuva, again, is not someone who has completed the process of Tshuva, that's the Tshuva of Perek Aleph through Dalet, but rather an individual whose essence, whose identity is that of his persona, is that of Tshuva. This is not the Baal Tshuva of Yuma, Perek, Daf Peivav, Amud Beis. This is the Baal Tshuva of Brachos, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Vavohu, Makom Sheba'alei Tshuva Omdim, Tzadikim Gemurim, Einam Omdim, where we're referring to the Baal Tshuva in terms of his Chalos Shem. So the Rambam then deals with the Baal Tshuva in two contexts. In the context of the Gemara in Yuma, and that's Perek Aleph through Dalet, we have a process of Tshuva, and then we have the Baal Tshuva of Perek Zayin, working off of the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Dalet, the Chalos Shem. And therefore we can understand why the Rambam would begin Perek Aleph speaking about individual Averot. Im Avar Adam Al Achat Mehen, because we're dealing with a process of Tshuva that starts with a Hakarat HaChet, and then moves over to Charata on that Chet, to Kabbalah on that Chet, to Vidui on that Chet. That's language there, Asisi Kach V'Kach. Ma she'en kein, when we're dealing, and this is also the Baal Tshuva of Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. This individual who, with the Oso Isha and Oso Medina and Oto Cheder, etc., he is a Baal Tshuva. He has completed the process of Tshuva in terms of Arayos. It doesn't mean that he's not a Machal al Shabbos. It doesn't mean that simultaneously he's not a Ganav, but that's totally irrelevant to us. What's relevant to us is that within the world of Arayot, he has done tshuva, be it mu'ula, be it eina mu'ula, depending upon his motivation. However, in Perek Zayin, how does the Rambam begin? Yishtadel adam la'asot tshuva. Yishtadel adam la'asot tshuva. This, we're dealing over here with the totality, not with the alachat mehen, but the adam. We're dealing with the transformation. We're dealing over here with a ba'al tshuva. Similarly, if we move over to halacha gimel, the Rambam points out, Al tomar she'en tshuva ela me'averot she'esh ben ma'aseh kegon znut gezel gneva, el k'shem she'tzarich adam rashuv me'eilu kachu tzarich ha'chapes b'de'ot ra'ot she'esh lo, v'rashuv min ha'ka'as, min ha'eva, min ha'kin'a, min ha'hitul, meridifat mamon v'ha'kavod, meridifat ma'achalot. But then the Rambam continues, v'kayotze bo min ha'kol tzarich lachzor b'tshuva. Min ha'kol tzarich lachzor b'tshuva, namely that we're dealing over here with a package deal. We're dealing over here with Perek Zayin. In Perek Zayin, tshuva is that of the Baal tshuva, that of the personality, and that includes everything. And then one can understand why one needs the introduction over here of Bechira Chafshit. In terms of the tshuva from an individual Avera, when we're dealing with tshuva of Perek Aleph through Dalet, the motivation could be one of thousands of motivations. One can be motivated out of yira, out of awe, or out of fear of a bezdin, or out of fear of one's spouse. One can be motivated by yisurim. One can be motivated by frustration. One can be motivated by disgust with one's way of life. Or one can be motivated by ahava, not necessarily ahavat Hashem. It could also be a girl. During my month in New York, I met a lot of interesting individuals, including one young man who came to me. I will not mention where he goes to school, but he came to me that he is not a Shomer Mitzvot. He has never really davened. He doesn't put on tefillin, even though he went to day school and to yeshiva in Israel and v'chulei v'chulei. But he met a girl from Stern. And she suggested that if he wants to continue going out with her, he should speak with the rabbi. So he came to me. There are many, many motivations for why an individual would go through the process of tshuva, different levels of sincerity, and he was very, very sincere. This was like climbing Mount Everest, but it could very well be that we have tshuva also in Perek Aleph through Dalet through ahava. But a person could have enough ahava to take a step back from Gezel, but not enough Ahavat Hashem to take a step back from Arayos. Namely, that when one deals with individual Averot, the motivations can be many. However, when you're dealing with the Baal Tshuva, When we're dealing with the chalos shem, when we're dealing with the persona of tshuva, that is only built on hoil u'reshut kol adam nesunalo. That's built on an axiom of bacharta b'chayim that's predicated on the possibility of man to change his personality, to totally transform himself, to be someone else. If we look within source number nine, when the Rambam begins dealing with bechira chafshit, he says rashut lekol adam nesuna im ratzal lehatot atzmo lederech tova v'liyot tzadik harashut biyado. Namely, that a person can simply decide one day, I want to be a tzadik. Not that I want to do tshuva from Avera X or Avera Y. I want to be a tzaddik. I want the package deal of being a tzaddik. And hu hadin im ratza lahatot atzmo lederech ra'av liyot rasha harashut biyado. This is the predication. This is the principle of Chira Chofshis that necessarily precedes the tshuva of Perek Zayin. Just to give an example of such an approach, the Eish Kodesh, Rav Klonimus Kalmish Shapira, Hashem Yikom Damav, the Piatzner, has a sefer, a short sefer called Tzav Viziruz, in which there's a quotation from a letter that he wrote to himself, a diary he was keeping. Baruch Hashem nichnasti kvar bishnat arba'im liyamei chayai. Unfortunately, he did not live very, very long afterwards. He was murdered in the Warsaw Ghetto. And he says this is a milestone. Ba'odeza chadashim eyem yitzhashem ben arba'im shleimim zot amerit shekvar yatchilu yimei hayirida shali for atchilu hizdaken. What do we have to say X number of years later? And he writes in his diary, ma'akabel alai, lomod yotzer, kimdumani shemashe efshar li shelo lalechet batel eneni holech batel. Lihitrachek min ha'ta'avot, im ein yitzri merameh oti, baruch Hashem, eneni meshubad kol kach l'ta'ava gufanit chas v'shalom. Ma chaser li? Pashut liyot yehudi chaser li. Pashut rotze ani me'ata lihitgayer. Liyot me'ata yehudi. This is the Bechira Chofshis. This is the lehatot, adam yachol lehatot et atzmo liyot tzadik. The closest really that we can come to this form of Baal Tshuva is an act of giur. And so with this we can understand a tremendous difference between Perek Aleph through Dalet and Perek Zayin in terms of how Kadosh Baruch Hu views the individual Baal Tshuva, the individual who has completed the process of Tshuva, Perek Aleph through Dalet, or the individual who is the persona of Tshuva in Perek Zayin. In Perek Aleph, we have the famous braisa of the Chilukei Kapara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person does an Avera and is Chozer B'Tshuva, relates differently depending upon the level of the Avera. If it was an Avera of a mitzvah asei, person had stopped putting on tefillin, and he's Chozer B'Tshuva, Shuvu Banim Shovavim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts him immediately. A lo ta'aseh, on which normally there would be Malkot, for that the Tshuva has to wait until Yom Kippur. And then the combination of tshuva and Yom Kippur serve as a kapara. A tshuva, an avera on which there is karet, mitat beitin. For that, tshuva and Yom Kippur wait, and this person has to go through some form of yisurim. And if we're dealing with the chilul Hashem, then tshuva and Yom Kippur and yisurim all wait until this person passes away, until he dies. Only then will HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept his tshuva. That's in Perek Aleph. However, let's look in Perek Zayin, what we have over here in Halacha Vav. Gedola tshuva shemekarevet et ha'adam lashchina. And if we move to the end of the second line, ha'tshuva mekarevet et ha'rechokim. Emesh hayazes sanui lifnei ha'makom. Mishukatz meruchak v'toeva. V'hayom hu ahuv v'nechmad v'karov v'yedid. Again, moving to Halacha Zayin. Kama mu'ula malata tshuva. Emesh hayaze muvdal me Hashem Elokei Yisrael. And skipping down two lines, v'hayom hu mudbak bashchina. Overnight, we have over here not just an acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but an envelopment by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a hug from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened to Yom Kippur? What happened to Yisurim? What happened to Yom HaMita? Are we dealing with an individual who did not do any of the averot that were mentioned? This individual was not over on an aseh or a lotaseh or kares or mises bezdin or kiddush Hashem? No. But here we're dealing with an individual who took ha'ilu reshut adam biyado, who took his personality in hand and transformed himself. Such an individual, with the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, b'chira chafshis, this is the emesh and this is the hayom. In short, what we're suggesting is that we have in Prakim Aleph through Dalet, in the first section of Hilchot Tshuva, tshuva on an aveira, tshuva on the chet, while we have in Perek Zayin the tshuva of the chote, the tshuva of the adam. We have the tikkun hachet via process of tshuva, and we have the tikkun hachote via the transformation into being a baal tshuva. I pointed out that everything that I'm saying has been said earlier, perhaps in different terminology. The Rav, in one of his drashos, speaks about two forms of tshuva: tshuva of kapara and tshuva of geula. In that sense, Perek Aleph through Dalet is the tshuva of kapara, of expiation and atonement, and Perek Zayin is the tshuva of geula, the redemptive tshuva. But I don't think over here the issue is really what terminology one uses, but rather to understand that the Rambam is defining his second form of tshuva, if you want to use my terminology, that of the Baal Tshuva. According to the Rav's terminology, that of the Tshuvat HaGu'la, the Tshuva of Redemption, as going through three stages. If we look in the source number 9, where the Rambam deals with the world of Bechira Chafshis, and he posits that a person has a choice not to be Chozer B'Tshuva, but to become a Tzaddik as an individual, or become a Rasha, as that which defines his character, in the middle of the halacha over there, he moves over to halacha beis, and I put simply four dots, and the Rambam then draws the conclusion. V'kevan shekenhu, since every individual has this option of transforming himself, nimtza zeh hachote hu hifsid et atzmo, ulefikach roi lo livkot ulekonen al chata'av ve'al ma she'asa l'nafsho u'gemala ra. V'hu she'katuv acharav, Yirmiyahu writes, ma yis'onein adam chai. Namely, that since an individual has the option, has the bechira chafshis, to transform himself, this should bring about, at some point in his life, a moment of introspection, and realize that everything is masha asa l'nafsho. Nivtza zeh hachote hifsid et atzmo. That it's all up to him. And then it could really bring an individual to cry uncontrollably over his previous choice of self-destruction. This was in fact the fate of Rav Eliezer ben Durdia. That, as you recall, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, after he had his epiphany and he asked all of nature to intercede for him and he was refused, then if you look in number 10, Amar ein hadavar talui ela bi. This is the Rambam, right? Nimtza zeh hachote hu hifsid et atzmo. Lefikach roi lo livkot ulekonen. Hiniach rosho bein birkav v'ga'a b'b'chiyah ad sheyatza nishmaso. Yatza baskol v'amar av'lazer ben durdiya mezuman l'chayei olam haba. Namely, he died a Baal Tshuva. This is, go back to the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Zayin. Ho'ilu reshut kol adam nesuna lo kamoshe biyarnu, yishtadel adam lasot tshuva, yishtadel adam lasot tshuva, to put the stress in the right word, u'itvadot bepiv mechata'av u'inor kapav mechata'av, kedei sheyamut v'hu ba'al tshuva v'yizkeh l'chayei olam haba. That the first stage, or the lowest stage, the most basic stage of the Baal Tshuva, is to die a Baal Tshuva. In the Rav's language, to die a redemptive death. That his death stemmed from an understanding that his life had been a waste. However, clearly, one can continue in the Perek to the world of Halachos Vav and Zayin, Gedola Tshuva Shemekarevet Et Adam Rashchina, Hayomu Ahuv, Nechmad, Karov Yedid, to live as a Baal Tshuva, to live a redemptive life. Makom Shebalei Tshuva Omdim, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yecholim La'amod Bo, to live a redemptive life. However, there is also a third level, which I think should speak very, very much to us in our generation of Ikvasa de Meshicha. And that's what the Rambam brings over here in Halacha Hei. And Dafka within the Tshuva of Perek Zayin. Kol ha-neviyim kulan sivu al ha-tshuva, ve'en Yisrael nig'alim ela bit'tshuva. That this form of tshuva, this tshuva which stems from the Bechira Chofshis, this tshuva which stems from the fact that each of us has within us to transform ourselves, to convert, to be a Yehudi, the way that we would want to be a Yehudi, this can bring about the V'tikun Olam. This can bring about the end of history, this Baal Tshuva, this redemptive Tshuva. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much waiting for. I have mentioned many times to my students, and so I'll say it here in case someone has not heard it from me in a previous Gilgul, that there is a very, very beautiful word that I heard in the name of Rav Aaron Cutler. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in Perek Chelek points out that the Mashiach will come, the end of the world as we know it will come, either in a dor shekulo zakai or a dor shekulo chayav. When we look at the Jewish people nowadays, we tend to view ourselves as a dor which is almost kulo chayav. We cringe to open the radio. What is going to be the next scandal? We cringe to open a paper, what we may read about our fellow Jews. However, Rav Aaron Cutler said, no, we have the totally wrong perspective. Our generation is a generation which is almost totally kulo zakai. 95% of the Jewish people are tinok shenishba. Kadosh Baruch Hu has no ta'anot on them whatsoever. We're the ones who are holding back the geula. It's just a question of our getting our act in order. And that over here is what the Rambam points out, and go back to source number 9. And towards the end of Perek Halacha Beis, 3 lines from the bottom of source number 9, V'chazar v'amar, ho'il u'rishutenu biyadenu, u'mida'atenu asinu kol ha-ra'ot, ro'ui lanu lachzor b'tshuva. And again, this is the tshuva, the redemptive tshuva, the tshuva, the Baal tshuva. V'la'azov rish'enu, sheha'rishut ata biyadenu, hu shekatuv acharav, nachbisa d'rachenu v'nachkora, v'nashuva el Hashem, b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.